Thank you, Vaughn, for taking us around the world and bringing things back here. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Which generation should lead Nigeria? That's our question on today's Big Hard Fact. The 2023 campaign season has started. Politicians are already declaring their ambitions for different offices, while others are campaigning on behalf of people who have not declared yet. And as Nigerians start inspecting the candidates, they're looking at different factors, right? They're looking at their ideology, their track record, and also their age. Which brings me to today's big hard fact. According to a Times of India study, Africa is the continent with the youngest population, but has the oldest leaders. The Times of India conducted a study, and they found that Africa is the continent with the youngest population, but has the oldest leaders. What that means is that the Times of India took the average age of each country's population and they got continental averages. And then they compared those to the ages of the heads of state. So, for example, Nigeria's average population age is 18 and our president is 78, depending on who you ask. Meaning that he's 60 years older than the average Nigerian, because the average Nigerian is 18. Now, the average African is 17. But when you look around the continent, you see that national and subnational leaders are much older than that. Or let's even bring it home. Let's bring it home to Nigeria. Let's leave the continent. Let's focus on our own country. There are no governors in Nigeria in their 30s or in their 40s. And when we look at the pool of presidential aspirants, it's the same pattern. Kingsley Moghalu, who is seen by many as a relatively young aspirant, is 58 years old. Bukola Saraki tried to get the PDP ticket last time around for the 2019 elections, and many PDP leaders were calling him a young man. In 2019, he was 53. If he runs again, he will be among the youngest frontrunners. The others are all in their late 60s, early 70s, depending on who you ask. Now, I want us to talk about the pros and cons of this. That's what we're talking about today. What are the ways in which having leaders that are way older than the average population is a good thing? And what are the ways in which it's a bad thing? And what are the ways in which it doesn't matter? I'm phrasing the conversation that way because a topic like this is not black and white. You cannot simply say, oh, it's always good or it's always bad to have younger leaders or older leaders. You can have great leaders of any age and terrible leaders of any age, but there are particular age-based factors that can lead to good or bad leadership. And that's what I want us to discuss today. So today, I just want you to open your mind. Open your mind. Have an open-minded approach to this conversation. Don't jump in to come and tell me, oh, no, younger people are white. Or, you know, older people are white. No. Let's get into, first of all, how come Africa has the world's youngest population, but the world's oldest political leaders? What factors do you think are contributing to this? And then, do you think this thing is doing Africa more good than harm, or more harm than good? In what ways can having much older leaders be a positive? In what ways can it be a negative? What are the pros and cons of this? What are the ways in which having leaders that are way older than the average population is a good thing? And in what ways is it a bad thing? What are the ways in which it doesn't matter? 0700-993-993-993 for men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190 for women. For men, 0700-993-993-993. Of course, you can share your thoughts with us via WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We are currently streaming on YouTube. YouTube is Nigeria Info FM. So if you'd like to leave us a comment live on the show, go ahead and do that. We're also streaming on Facebook as well, so share your thoughts with us via Facebook. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Abayomi is in Ikeja. Abayomi is a first time caller. Hi Abayomi, welcome.
Yes, good afternoon, ma'am.
Good afternoon, sir. Welcome.
Thank you, ma'am.
Why do you think Africa has the world's youngest population but the world's oldest political leaders?
Well, very simple. It's a foundation. When we're talking about stuff like this, we have to trace back to the emanation of the independence.
Okay.
And that goes, that is applicable to all the African countries.
Okay.
China has been lit. The nationalism of each of the countries, the African countries, most of these nationalists were of age as at the time they attained the independence.
No, they were younger.
Some of them.
They were not older than 40. A lot of them were not older than 40 during independence. They were really young.
Okay. Well, accepted. But do you know that the long time rule also contribute a major factor to this?
Okay.
We have countries like Libya, like Robert Mugabe, a lot of them, they contributed similar major problems to this because of their long time rule. So it now became a kind of tradition. Let me just put it that way. You now think that it's a tradition, it's like a right. Before you can attain such position, you have to be of that age. And they will now tell you that it's experience. They say experience is the best teacher. That it is only an adult to that end that can actually rule a country. So we now, Nigerians, the average Nigerians, the average young, vibrant Nigerians now feel that, we've accepted our faith, especially let's come down to Nigeria. Let's make our country like a case study. Nigeria as a whole, we, the youth, we have all what it takes to usurp the leaders, not by violence, but by what the ideas. A lot of us have traveled out of the country to the foreign countries. We've acquired one skill or the other.
Abayomi, we'll get to usurping them in a bit, but let's focus on why it's happening to begin with. And I'm not quite satisfied with, Abayomi's answer. Let me talk to John Bosco in Aja. John Bosco is a first-time caller. Hello.
Good afternoon, my sister.
Good afternoon. Welcome.
Yeah, but I so much cherish this year's topic because our problem in this country is leadership. And for me, for Nigeria to get it right, I should prefer they should pass a law that will hold our leaders accountable in whatever they are doing, more especially those in the top, that anything concerning public fund.
Well, that's not the conversation we're having. The conversation we're having is about the age of these leaders. So how come Africa, where, the average person is 17, 18, we have the oldest political leaders? What are the factors that contribute to that?
Okay. I may say the factors that contribute to it is this. It has been our nation that the best certificate and the honesty. Dishonesty in our doing things, because we see somebody who is the age of maybe 15 years, when he wants to go to public relations, either he pushes the number higher or he lowers the number, not giving the really age. But you know, in some cases, more especially the outside world, they use their normal age in entering public offices. But our leader here, instead of them using the really age, they will reduce it in order to suit to the office mandate. And that is why at times when some of them got there, instead of them to do what is right, they will not do it. I think for me that is one factor that I found out that is necessary to this leadership discussion of a team. And so I think we should look into it, and also I thank God if we find out now in terms of football aspect of it, now there is time limit, and maybe they are given the mandate of the age limit, which they normally check them. If you are maybe age. If you are not age is above so, you will not be able to partake in under 13 or under 15.
John Bosco, thank you very much for calling. If you just tuned into the show, my question is, how come Africa has the world's youngest population but the world's oldest political leaders? What factors are contributing to this? Is this doing Africa more good than harm, or more harm than good? In what ways can having much older leaders be a positive, and in what ways can it be a negative? Martin is in Shasha. Martin's a first-time caller. Hello, Martin.
Hi, good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for having me. So quickly, I would like for you to just marshal out the points again for me as we go, but let me start with why we have older leaders.
Okay.
Now, sit-tight syndrome. After independence of most of the African nations, we have had successive leaders that have refused, okay,
to leave.
for one reason or the other, to leave, to hand over power.
Okay.
Is that because of military taking over democratic elected governments in different countries?
Okay.
And then bringing back, rotating back these older people that actually originally became leaders at younger ages? If you come home, if you bring it home to Nigeria, we've had successive leaders. Gowon was about 29, from what I heard. Nnamdi Azikiwe of this world. Even the Obasanjo, at the time he was military at Osun, he was quite young. Coming back, at an older age, so we've had the sit-tight syndrome, and we've had, people that have succeeded in perpetuating themselves in government.
Okay.
At the debt, at the disadvantage of the younger population.
Okay.
And that's not good. Now, if you ask me, if which of these generations, which of these ages, whether younger or older, is good for governance in our continent, I would say if you bring it home again, in the Nigerian experience, we've had younger people, that we have tested in governance.
Mm-hmm.
We have had Bankole. Okay, we have had a few ministers that were in their 40s.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had one that was in his 30s under Obasanjo, Mr. Fatin Kotcho or something.
Okay.
And these people have only, proven us wrong over time.
Okay.
They were not any better than the older ones.
Okay.
So what I would suggest is this. We're Africans, right?
Okay.
Yes. Another thing I should have mentioned is our culture and our religion. We have too much respect for age. We need to begin to... I don't have anything against that. It's a nice thing to be old in Africa. It's a beautiful thing to be an older person in a country like Nigeria. You get too much respect even when you don't deserve it. It's just our culture. It's our religion. What I'm saying is that narrative needs to gradually begin to change. All right, people need to begin to take responsibility, not for age, but because you have capacity for it. Now, having said that, I think the way forward for us here in Nigeria and Africa, I think there should be a gradual, it has to be a mix initially, the younger ones and the older ones. You can't do away with experience.
Okay.
Yeah, you cannot.
Okay.
There is a saying in Africa that what an older man sees sitting down, the younger one will not see standing up.
That was invented before Google.
Yes, true. You know, but experience is key. Experience is important.
Mm.
You know, you can't do away with experience. You can also not do away with youth.
Mm.
We need that strength.
Mm.
We need that innovation. We need that, what are the words now? So we need a combination of these two things.
Okay.
I mean, these older people just need to understand that, hey, they need the younger people. They need that creativity. Okay, if you come to Nigeria now, the whole IT space, the younger ones have it. And Jesus, they are making money. They are making tons. It's unregulated. It shouldn't be. I mean, the older ones are comfortable holding on to politics and stealing our money and holding on to oil and all of that. All of this narrative is something that we all need to sit down and discuss and find a way to harmonize it, you know, bring it together and see how we can all work together for the good of Nigeria.
Martin, thank you so much for calling us. I have to, apologize to the first caller. When he called, he said that independence leaders were older, and I said that they were not that much older. They were not older than 40. They were young, but they were older than 40. So Chafawa Balewa was 48. Ahmadu Bello was early 50s. Awolowo was 50 or 51, right? So they were young by Nigerian standards, but they were older than 40. So that guy was right. I was wrong. What's the word I'm looking for now? Is it mistaking or misplacing the Independence Day leaders with the military leaders? Because military leaders were really young. I mean, Gowon was 33 when he took over, for instance. Dieter Spieth was 25 when Gowon made him River State Governor. You know what I mean? So, yeah, those ones were pretty young. But yes, just wanted to correct that so that you don't go away with wrong information. But yeah, if you just tuned into the show, hello to you. Good evening. It's 19 minutes past 5 o'clock, and we're asking on the show today why a continent that has the world's youngest population has the world's oldest political leaders. What factors contribute to this? Do you think that this is doing Africa more good than harm, or more harm than good? In what ways can having much older leaders be a positive, and in what ways can it be a negative? And the reason we're having this conversation is because 2023 campaign season has started. Politicians are already declaring their ambitions for different offices. Other people are campaigning on behalf of people who have not declared yet. Nigerians are inspecting the candidates. They're looking at different factors, their ideology, their track record, also their age. So if Nigeria's average population is 18 and our president is 78, he's 60 years older than the average Nigerian. There are no governors in their 30s or 40s. The current presidential aspirants, same pattern. Kingsley Moghalu, who a lot of people think is relatively young, is 58. Bukola Saraki in 2019 was 53. If he runs again, he'll be among the youngest front runners. The Tinubus of this world and the Atikus, etc., etc., they are in their late 60s, early 70s, depending on who you ask. What are the pros and cons of having much older leaders, the oldest political leaders in the world, for countries that have a really young population? Nigeria's average age is 18. The average Nigerian is 18 years old. The average African is 17 years old. That's why my question today is, what factors are contributing to this? Why is this happening? Is this doing Africa more good than harm, or more harm than good? We're talking about the continent first, and then we'll focus on Nigeria. In what ways can having much older leaders be a positive? In what ways can it be a negative? Now, like I said when we started, this is not a black and white conversation. You can't say, oh, it's always good or always bad to have younger leaders or older leaders, because you go to France and some of the French will tell you that they really hate Macron, and Macron is in his 40s. So you can have great leaders at any, of any age. You can have terrible leaders of any age. But I think that there are particular age-based factors that can lead to good leadership or bad leadership. And that's what I want us to discuss today. So have an open mind and join the conversation. We've got about 2 minutes before we have to go on a break. 0700-993-993-993. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Benny. I'm on transit.
Welcome.
Yeah, Sandra, what actually this country have so much old leaders? That's our problem.
Okay. And why? Why do you think we have so much old leaders?
My sister, I think it's the system. Okay. It's the system. All these people, like just saying, like the Tinubus, the Atikus, the Buharis, they're supposed to go home now and relax with their grandchildren. That's the best thing they will do for this country. Allow people of new age, of younger age, to rule this country.
I mean, but is there no benefit of having older leaders?
My sister, no. For now, these old people, they have led us to dungeon. My sister, they have to go and relax with their grandchildren. If you're over 60, retire to your home. This is great age. Okay, look at it now. Look at our president now. Look at for example. Buhari now, if our last independent broadcast. If it's supposed to rehearse the broadcast before it come up. But I think he never rehearsed that broadcast. He just entered into the broadcast immediately. It's not supposed to be. We need jet age. This Africans, we need jet age.
Now, all right. Thank you very much for calling. Unfortunately, we've got just 1 minute, which means I can give Rotimi only 30 seconds. Rotimi, is 30 seconds good enough for you, or you want to call back?
I will hop out.
Okay. All right. All right, call us back then. Let me go to WhatsApp and take messages very quickly, because that's all the time that we have before we go off on a break. But not to worry. As soon as the break is done, you can come back in and share your thoughts on the show. The major cause, I think, is poverty. The larger number of youths in Africa who are supposed to be leaders have sold out their legitimate positions because the older politicians have infiltrated the few opportunities young in government circle. And they cannot refuse corruption because of their fear of poverty. Okay, let's leave it at that then. We'll take this break. We'll come back and keep talking. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media. Sandra Ezekwesili everywhere. Don't go away.
This is an infomercial.
Terrorism. Former...
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
Indeed, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Do older leaders find it harder to adjust to new policy environments? If you just tuned in, the first half of the show, we were talking about which generation should lead Nigeria. I brought you a study from the Times of India that says Africa is the continent with the youngest population, but has the oldest leaders. And they collated data that showed that the average African was 17 years old. The average Nigerian was 18 years old, but their leaders are often really, really old. So you take a look at Nigeria, for instance. You have a president who's 78 and the average Nigerian is 18. You have governors who are in their 50s, in their 60s, none of them in their 30s or their 40s. Does this make for great leadership? Do older leaders find it harder to adjust to new policy environments? Many of those who advocate for younger leaders say yes. They say that it becomes increasingly harder for anybody to keep up with new ideas. And so most leaders end up stuck with the beliefs that they held when they were young or when they were middle age. And if the times change and those beliefs become obsolete, it makes it harder for those leaders to enact useful policies. There's an argument over whether this is happening with this open grazing crisis, for example, because in most of the world, it's a settled question. Open grazing is unacceptable. In most of the world, they've moved on. But in Nigeria, we have policy debates ongoing about whether or not grazing routes from the 40s and 50s and 60s should be reopened. Some policymakers swear that these routes will solve the problem, but, capital B-U-T, their opponents say that the routes will only make things worse because they belong to an older time. So why are those policymakers insisting on them? Well, their opponents say that it's partly because they are older, and so they grew up in a time when these grazing routes were the norm. And so they've not updated their thinking. I have a cold, sorry. Is out-of-date thinking a common problem with older leaders? And is it holding Africa back? Is out-of-date thinking a common problem with older leaders? Is it holding Africa back? Another example that people bring up is technology and the changes that technology is bringing to society and the economy. Can a generation that is uncomfortable with the internet properly craft policies for regulating economic activity on social media? Can an age group that isn't quite sure what Web3 is properly regulate cryptocurrency or run a digital currency? By the way, we were supposed to have an official digital currency by now. The eNaira was supposed to launch on Independence Day, 11 days ago. But the launch was postponed indefinitely. The CBN has still not given an official reason for the delay. This is just the latest in a long list of question marks about the eNaira. And we're hearing louder and louder concerns that the policymakers trying to midwife this project don't have a firm enough grasp of the technology. Will the younger set of leaders have been more likely to pull it off? Likely, capitalize it, underline it. Would they have been more likely to pull it off? Will the younger set of leaders have handled the NIN SIM integration exercise better? But then again, Minister for Digital Economy is 48, which is very young by Nigerian standards. I mean, up until a few years ago, the youth leaders of a lot of political parties, if you are 50, you're a boy, you're a small boy. So will the younger age group have handled Twitter in a way that didn't harm so many online businesses? Would 30-year-old leaders have closed the border or delayed to join the AfCFTA? These are some of the questions that come up when we discuss tech, when we discuss the economy, when we discuss the age of leaders. What are your own answers? How much of a factor is age in all of these things, in your opinion? Do older leaders find it harder to adjust to new policy environments? Is out-of-date thinking a common problem with older leaders? And is it holding Africa back? Women, call me on 01465-7190, 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. I'm going to do like Sheriff and restrict everybody to 1 minute because we've got 15 minutes and I'd like to take at least 10 calls. So I will do like Sheriff and I'll be like 60 seconds general. 1 minute. So think about what you want to say, Marshall. It's very quick, quick, quick. 1 minute, I'll cut you off, okay? 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Good evening, Etim.
Welcome, Etim. Go ahead.
You are talking about leaders. Those in the academic session and the judiciary, the lecturer, the university professor are retired at the age of 70-something, and applied people to the judges. I don't know leaders.
Are they leading politically? Are they political leaders?
They make political
We're talking about political leaders, Etim.
Right.
Thank you for calling. 99.3. Sorry about that. 99.3. Hello? Okay, there's nobody there. 99.3.
Hello, good evening. Sister
good evening,
Sandra.
Welcome.
It's coming.
You've got 60 seconds.
May God bless you. I want to tell you what I carry for my mind.
Okay.
Now, I beg. These are old leaders. I want them to go and rest with their generation. Let them go and rest. Before, if you talk about them, say it's not into constitution. That giving the old leaders time to rule us is not into constitution. Because of this constitution, that's why we are still conformed. We are not transforming. Let them give us electronic transmission of results properly and sincerely so that we can move ahead. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
I want them to give us electronic transmission of results.
We're not talking about electronic transmission of results, but thank you for calling, Comrade Ikechukwu. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah, good.
Good evening. What's your name?
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Basi.
Basi, you've got 1 minute.
Yeah. The truth is that the leaders, the reason why we are having the older leaders is that if they embezzle money, they do not persecute them. Nobody arrest them. For example, now, if it happened that there is law, anybody that embezzle money or anybody that steal money should go to jail, you will see that the older people, they will run for their ID. Nobody will come out. They will come out on Tuesday. The good young one to support, to go for the presidency. That is the truth about it.
All right. Thank you for saying all of that in less than 1 minute. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello. Hello.
Hi, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Emeka. I'm calling from Japan.
You've got 60 seconds.
Yeah, I think the younger generation will definitely handle things better. I mean, these men are stuck with the old ways of doing things, so they prefer the analog than doing things digitally. They don't want to hear anything about Twitter. I mean, of course, we all know our president suspended Twitter. I mean, if you're thinking along the line of development and all those things, you won't take it to heart because someone deleted your comment or something and then you go ahead to suspend, forgetting the fact that 200 million other Nigerians are concerned with that thing. So I think the younger generation will do things better.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Okay. 99.3. Hello. Hello. Oh, we have no one there. 99.3. Hello. 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 Okay. Hello. Good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, sir. What's your name?
Good evening. I am Osagie.
Osagie. Good to have you on the show. You've got 60 seconds.
Yes. I think this topic, It is true that the older people will never, and they don't want to relinquish power to the young ones.
Okay.
And the young ones are too lazy to be following these old people for years. Let them join political party, the two parties that is ruling,
okay,
APC or PDP.
Okay.
That is where they can penetrate these people. Tinubu, when he came in, how old was Tinubu? He was able to hold that position till today. The youth who should wake up and join political leaders and enter them to change the narrative. If not, they cannot get it by a cut of gold.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you very much for calling. Hello. 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 Okay. On Facebook, President Leo Ozoma says, Prince Leo Ozoma says, it seems like if the Zeks, Awos, and Ahmadu Bellos were to be alive, they may have still been in power. The truth is that the older generation of leaders who have been in power since independence, Nigeria has not fared any better, and they don't possess the current dynamics of leadership requirements. Therefore, they should give way so that fresh blood will be injected. We have had more than enough of them. Okay, we've got TPZ, Ali Olabode, who says, poverty and cultural belief is adding to it. In Africa, we think elderly people are the ones that must lead and the youth have to learn from them till they also grow to an age where they can take over power. Youth can challenge an elder. In fact, as a young person, it is believed that you can contest for a certain position because it is believed that the position, or you cannot contest for a certain position because it's believed that the position is for an elderly person. In the end, it's all greed and lack of civilization. All right. Thank you very much for your message. Let's take a look at messages we've got on WhatsApp. Sandra, the study in India doesn't make them have youth leaders. Why should he make Africa have it? What are the youth leaders in our students' union government doing differently? Youth leadership will spell more woes to the continent than good. That's a message from Olawale Mutu in Alakbare. Alakbare, thank you very much. NTA says the reason is because the young population refuse to join politics at younger age because of struggling to be in school to achieve some successes, but join at old age when they believe they've arrived in life. That's why we have older people in leadership than younger people. Okay. Sandra, leadership has nothing to do with age. What we have is pure selfishness, greed, and ignorance. Okay. Yeah, leadership has nothing to do with age. Fine. But I mentioned a few policy decisions that have been made in this country, at least. You know, we're not looking at the rest of Africa. We're looking at Nigeria specifically. And a few policy decisions were taken. And the question of the people on the other side who say younger leaders are better. Would younger leaders have made some of the policy decisions that have been made in this country in the past few years? And I gave you a few great examples. Open grazing, Twitter ban. What's the other one I talked about? Cryptocurrency, NIN SIM integration. Even though some people will say that at 48, the Minister for Digital Economy is very young by Nigerian standards. Joining the AFCFTA, closing the border, delaying to join AFCFTA. When it comes to tech, the economy, the age of leaders, would younger leaders have made the same decisions that the older leaders in Nigeria today have made about tech, about the economy, etc., etc.? But it's a conversation we'll come back to as we get closer and closer to the day that we vote. For now, let me give you a chance to win some money on the show. We've got 8 minutes to the end of the show, and I'm hoping that I will be able to give a few lucky persons the money that I have. And the money I have is 30,000 naira. So I'll try and make the questions easy. If you answer two out of three is difficult, right? So three out of five. If you answer three out of five questions correctly, you can go home with my money. So 30,000 naira means that three people have to play. Right, so three winners, that's what we're hoping that we're going to see on the show today. You know the numbers, 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. You want to play the game?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Which then governor of Bayelsa jumped bail in the UK? Which 19th century Ishekiri chief reportedly asked the British, "Una wan carry me like una carry Jaja?"
Skip.
Which then governor was allegedly kidnapped by his alleged godfathers and allegedly forced to sign a resignation letter?
Skip.
Which former governor beat Dora Akinyele in a senatorial election where the returning officer went into hiding? Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahuze with Olumentain?
Skip.
You've answered five questions and you did not answer three correctly. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. 99.3.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Ken from Bagada.
Ken from Bagada, good to have you on the show.
Welcome.
Yes. All right, so let's play, huh?
All right.
Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahuze with Olumentain?
Keep.
The Golden Eaglets sang and danced Yahuze while presenting the Under-17 World Cup trophy to which president and vice?
That was President Jonathan.
Orange is the New Black is based on the alleged U.S. drug empire of which now dead Nigerian senator?
Keith.
who just joined the APC after once saying it would be like eating his own vomit. Who called his old boys association thieves for coming to visit him when he was appointed military governor?
Skip.
You've answered 5 questions and you didn't answer 3 correctly. Sorry about that. 99.3, hello?
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 Can you hear me?
I can hear you. What's your name?
I'm Doris.
Doris, good to have you on the show. You ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahoozee with Olumentein? The Golden Eaglets sang and danced Yahoozee while presenting the Under-17 World Cup trophy to which president and vice?
Buhari and Osibanjo.
Orange is the New Black is based on the alleged U.S. drug empire of which now dead Nigerian senator?
Steve.
Who just joined the APC after saying that it would be like eating his own vomit?
FFK.
Who called his old boys association thieves for coming to visit him when he was appointed military governor?
Steve.
That's 5 questions, and unfortunately, you didn't answer 3 correctly. 99.3, hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello, hello, hello.
Yes, what's your name?
Joy.
Your name is?
Joy.
Joy, have you won before?
No, I haven't.
You're saying your name like you're not sure what your name is. Are you sure your name is Joy?
Of course, my name is Joy.
Okay. Which then governor of Bayelsa jumped bail in the UK?
Alamesia.
Which 19th century Ishekiri chief reportedly asked the British, "Una won't carry me like una carry Jaja?"
Skip.
Which then governor was allegedly kidnapped by his alleged godfathers and allegedly forced to sign a resignation letter? Which former governor beat Dora Akinyele in a senatorial election where the returning officer went into hiding? Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahoozee with Olumentein?
Skip.
You've answered 5 questions and you did not answer 3 correctly. Chineke me, am I going to go home with this money? You push it on to me like this, oh God in heaven. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening, what's your name?
Chinonso,
good to have you on the show. When then, which then governor of Bayelsa jumped bail in the UK?
Skip.
Which 19th century Ishekiri chief reportedly asked the British, "Una won't carry me like una carry Jaja?"
Skip.
Which then governor was allegedly kidnapped by his alleged godfathers and allegedly forced to sign a resignation letter?
Skip.
Which former governor beat Dora Akinyele in a senatorial election where the returning officer went into hiding?
Skip.
Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahoozee with Olumentein?
Colin Powell.
All right, you've answered 5 questions and you did not answer 3 correctly. Chineke, God of Africa. We've got 1 minute. Just, no, okay, hold on. We've got 2, yeah, well, 1 minute really. Who's it gonna be? Come on. At least 10K needs to leave my hand now. Bikonu, hello. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name?
I'm Abba Sylvester Pius.
Good to have you on the show. All right, Pius. It's because Pius told me his full government name. That's why the line cut. Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you on the show. You want to play?
Yes.
Okay. Can you speak up for me so I can hear your answers?
Yes. Yes.
Which former governor beat Dora Akinyele in a senatorial election where the returning officer went into hiding?
Skip.
Which former U.S. Secretary of State danced Yahoozee with Olumentein? The Golden Eaglets sang and danced Yahoozee while presenting the Under-17 World Cup trophy to which president and vice?
Jonathan.
Orange is the New Black is based on the alleged U.S. drug empire of which now dead Nigerian senator?
Skip.
Who just joined the APC after once saying it would be like eating his own vomit?
FFP.
Who called his old boys association thieves for coming to visit him when he was appointed military governor? Who? Okay, so let's see. You answered 3 questions correctly. You're my first winner of the day. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
Stay on the line so we can get your details, huh? Well done.